Hi, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yuma daf Peivav. We left off Peihem Beis at the Mishnah in the middle of Peihem Beis. We're falling behind intentionally because the Masechta concludes on Thursday with a fairly short Amud Aleph. So we're just trying to budget our time accordingly. So today, the Mishnah is going to talk all about the concept of tshuva. So after speaking about what happens on the days or in the days preceding Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur, and then on Yom Kippur itself from the perspective of the Avoda, and then throughout the past couple of weeks, we've been discussing about the sort of don'ts of Yom Kippur, what you're not allowed to do, the Chamesh Inuyim and various aspects of the Chamesh Inuyim. Now we're finally going to talk about what an individual, forget about the Kohen Gadol we have already discussed in prior Prakim of the Masechta, but this Mishnah is going to tell us what an individual has to do on Yom Kippur. So the avoda of an individual on Yom Kippur is obviously doing tshuva. So our Mishnah is going to talk a lot about tshuva. It's going to talk about what tshuva helps for, what tshuva may not help for, whether you need to do something else in conjunction with tshuva, whether Yom Kippur itself is mechaper without tshuva, and again, a lot of discussion about the concept of tshuva and how important it is, instances of which it does work, instances in which it may not work, or it may not work alone. We'll discuss all of that today. So today is all about tshuva. So says the Mishnah, in the middle of Pehei Amud Beis, and also today's year is, of course, sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for his continued sponsorship. So it says the Mishnah as follows. So chatash v'yasham. So if you bring a carbon chatas or a carbon asham, chatas v'yasham vadai, a chatas if you bring a carbon chatas, and if you bring an asham vadai, so mechaprim, they effectuate kapara. Why do they effectuate kapara? Again, because Rashi explains, we're talking about doing tshuva, and if you bring a karban, so if you violate Navera, and if you bring a karban, so if you bring a karban chatas, or if you bring an asham vadai, Rashi gives examples of an asham vadai, it's an asham gzelos, asham me'ilos, so in other words, and he says to the exclusion of an asham tali, because there's also a type of asham that's an asham tali, which you have to bring if you're not sure whether you've actually done an Avera. So in a situation where you're not sure whether you've done an Avera, you could say, oh, well, I'm bringing the karban, but the guy is bringing the karban isn't necessarily doing tshuva because he's not really sure that he's really chayiv of the carbon to begin with. If a person has mechuyev a carbon chatas, or if a person is mechuyev to bring a carbon asham vadai, then we know he actually did tshuva because if he wasn't mescharet, if he didn't do tshuva, he wouldn't have brought the carbon, says Rashi. So therefore we know that a person will have done tshuva. The Meiri says the baseline for the Mishnah is the Mishnah is talking about whether a person got kapara, but it's obvious that a person cannot get kapara unless the person actually does tshuva. What is tshuva? So the Rambam says famously that tshuva is that a person is poresh from the Avera, he's mischaret on the Avera, meaning that he says vidui, and that he's makabel, that he's not going to do the Avera again if he's presented with a circumstance where he could perform the Avera. So again, we're talking about kapara, we're talking about tshuva. If a person brings a karban chatas or an asham vadai, where he's taking the step to bring the karban, mechaprin, he gets a kapara because it's obvious that he does tshuva. Misa v'yom ha-kippurim mechaprim im ha-tshuva. That Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper, but only if you do tshuva together with those things. Now, tshuva mechaperes, what is tshuva mechaper for? So tshuva mechaperes al averas kalos, it's mechaper on averas kalos. What's averas kalos? Alase, va'alosase, it's mechaper on a mitzvah sase, on a mitzvah slosase, v'yala chamuros, and it's also mechaper on the chamuros. What are the chamuros? So averas. So the chamuros are avera that have an onesh kares or an onesh of misa bidei shamayim. So not just a regular asay or a los asay, but generally speaking, a los asay sheyesh ba kares or a los asay for which you're chay of misa bidei shamayim. So the chamuros who tole, if you do tshuva, it's tole. It suspends the punishment until Yom HaKippurim comes and then will effectuate the kapara. So the way the Mishnah says it is that if you have an avera kala, if you were violated in asay, or if you violated a regular los asay, then if you do tshuva alone, it's going to be enough. If you did an avera chamura, even if you did tshuva, tshuva only suspends the punishment until Yom Kippur or Misa comes and is then going to be until Yom Kippur comes and is then going to be mechaper. There happens to be a machlokas rishonim, what it is about Yom Kippur that effectuates a kapara. So one group of rishonim hold that the itzumo shel yom is mechaper, that the etzem day of Yom Kippur itself is mechaper without anything. Yom Kippur comes, Yom Kippur goes. After Yom Kippur, you get a kapara. Others say, no, it's really the tshuva of Yom Kippur that is mechaper. The reason that we say Yom Kippur is mechaper is because Yom Kippur is a day when everybody is moved to do tshuva. So what does a person do on Yom Kippur? He does tshuva. That's why Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah rather, Omer Echtev Ashev, Echtev Ashev. If a person has the following attitude, he says, you know what, I'm going to sin, then I'm going to do tshuva. I'm going to sin again, then I'm going to do tshuva. So, in maspikim biyoto lasos tshuva. Then he's not going to have the opportunity to do tshuva because his attitude is a terrible attitude. You can't do averas thinking, it's not a big deal because I'm ultimately going to do tshuva for these averas and everything is going to be okay. What does it mean, in maspikim biyoto lasos tshuva? It means he's not going to have a siyata deshmaya to do tshuva. In other words, he's not going to have any divine assistance. It's possible that he's going to do tshuva, even without the siyata deshmaya, but it's not going to be as easy for him to do tshuva as other people who have a much better adjusted attitude. If the person has the following attitude, says the Mishnah, Echtev Yom Kippur Mechaper. If he says, you know what, I'm going to do an avera, then Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper. So, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper. And the Yom Kippurim is not going to be mechaper as well. In other words, it's an attitudinal thing, because tshuva, of course, says the Rambam, is the fact that you acknowledge your Avera, and you're committing not to perform the Avera again. So if you're saying, well, I'm going to do the Avera, then I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to do the Avera, then I'm going to do tshuva, that's obviously lacking a fundamental component of tshuva the way, certainly, the Rambam defines it. So you have to have the proper attitude when doing tshuva. Says the Mishnah, Avero Shebin Adam Lamakom, if you violate Avero Shebin Adam Lamakom, Yom Kippur Mechaper, that Yom Kippur is Mechaper for. However, Avero Shebin Adam Lachavero, Avero said Arbein Adam Lachavero, Ein Yom Kippur Mechaper, Ad Sheyeratze Es Chavero. Yom Kippur is not going to be Mechaper until you beg Mechila from your friend. Darash Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah, says the Rabbi Lazar Ben Azariah Darshans, Mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. It says, Mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru. Avero shemin adam lamakom Yom Kippur mechaper, because it's lefnei Hashem titaru. So Yom Kippur mechaper. Avero shemin adam lachavero, and Yom Kippur mechaper ad sheiratze es chavero. Similarly, from the fact that it says, Mikol chatoseichem lefnei Hashem titaru, it's only the averos that are lefnei Hashem that Yom Kippur is mechaper. Averos that are ben adam lachavero, it's not enough that Yom Kippur comes. You have to be meratza chavero. You have to ask mechila. Summer of Yekiva. So the Mishnah concludes with the following: Ashreichem Yisrael, livnei mi atem mitarim, mi mitar eschem. Before whom do you go for tahara? Who is mitar? You avichem shevashemayim. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar v'zarakti aleichem mayim tahorim viti hartem. That Hakadosh Baruch Hu sprinkles on us the mayim tahorim and his mitar es viomer. And it says mikve Yisrael. It says mikveh Yisrael and it says mikveh Yisrael and okay, so that's it. We take out the word Hashem, so mikveh Yisrael, ma mikveh metares atameim, just like a mikvah is metar, the temeim, af HaKadosh Baruch Hu metar es Yisrael. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metaher klal Yisrael. So who's metar us? Who's metar us if we do tshuva? Obviously, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. So says the Gemara, what we had said in the Mishnah was that if a person brings a chatas or if a person brings a karban hashem vadai, then the person will have achieved kapara. And we saw Rashi had said, because mistami had done tshuva, because were it not for the fact that he was doing tshuva, he wouldn't have taken the initiative and he wouldn't have brought the karban. So says the Gemara, so the Gemara is medayek, hashem vadai in, hashem talui lo. Can it be that if a person brings an asham vadai, then he gets a kapara, but if he brings an asham talui, then he doesn't get a kapara? Va kapara ksiva bei. So, but it says kapara legabe and asham talui as well, because it says, Rashi says, quotes the pasuk, v'chiper alav hakohen al shegagaso asher kagag, asher shagag b'yasham talui ksiv. That pasuk of v'chiper alav hakohen is talking about an asham talui, yet it uses a lashon of kapara. So how could you tell me that the only time you get a kapara is if you bring a karban asham vadai, but not if you bring an asham talui? I see the pasuk uses a lashon kapara by an asham talui as well. Says the Gemara, Hanach mechapri kapara gemura. Yeah, but by a chatas and an asham vadai, the bringing of the korban itself affects a kapara gemura. Asham talui ain't a mechaper kapara gemura. However, the nasham talui does not affect a kapara gemura. Why? Because the asham talui just gives him time and saves him from yesurim until it becomes clear whether he has to bring a karban chatas or not. In other words, the very definition, the very name of an asham talui suggests that it's brought in a state of doubt, it's brought in a state of safek, and it comes to be tola. What does it mean to be tola? It can't effectuate a definitive and a conclusive kapara, because we don't know if the guy's mechayev in a definitive and exclusive kapara. So therefore, what it does is it's supposed to hold everything in abeyance. It's supposed to hold a person's yisurin in abeyance until it's concluded whether or not he actually needs to bring a karban chatas. And in that case, if it's concluded, if he needs to bring a karban chatas, then he will have to bring a karban chatas in order to finish off the kapara. So that's what it means. There's definitely an element of kapara in that it forestalls yisurin from befalling a person, but it's not the final word on kapara, just as the name itself suggests. It's an asham toli. We don't know whether the guy requires a definitive kapara or not. Says the Gemara Vayter, Inami hanach ein acher mechaper kaparasan, asham toli acher mechaper kaparasan. However, by an asham toli, there is something else that is mechaper the kapara for it. Ditnan, we learn in the Mishnah, chayve achatos v'ashamos v'adoin, shavar aleim echepurim chayavin, Ashamos tluyim piturim. However, if he's mechayev and asham talui, and Yom Kippur passes, then he is not chayev to bring. Then he is not chayev to bring the asham talui. So when it says that chatas and asham vadai is mechaprim, the reason that it says that only by a chatas and an asham vadai is because these are the types of karbonos that if you're mechayev them, you gotta bring them. There's no way around it. In asham talui, even if you're mechayev the karbon, you don't necessarily have to bring it, because if Yom Kippur intervenes, then you wouldn't have to bring the asham talui after Yom Kippur. So it's what's obvious from here is that Yom Kippur also has the ability to save somebody from yesurin, because again, the purpose of the asham talui is to save the person from yesurin. It's to hold them in abeyance until we figure out whether he is actually mechayev to bring an asham vadai or not, or a chatas rather, or not, in which case then he would bring a chatas. So if Yom Kippur affects the same kapara as an asham talui, it's obvious that Yom Kippur can forestall yesurin as well. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter at the two dots. So Misa v'Yom Kippur mechaperim min ha-tshuva. So Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper if a person does tshuva along with them. So the Gemara is medayik from the Lashon of the Mishnah, the obvious diik, im ha-tshuva in b'fnei atzman lo. So it's mashma that Misa and Yom Kippur are mechaper only with tshuva, if a person does tshuva associated with it. If a person doesn't do tshuva, then Misa and Yom Kippur itself is not going to be mechaper. So neima delo kerebi. Let's say our Mishnah is not like Rebbe. Why? Tanya, Rebbe Omer, because Rebbe says, I'll call Avera Shabbatora on all Averas in the Torah, Bein Asa Tshuva, Bein Lo Asa Tshuva, whether you do Tshuva or not, Yom Kippur Mechaper. Yom Kippur is going to be Mechaper, even without Tshuva, so this is already against our Mishnah, Chutz, except for Porek Ol, which is Porek Ol, if you give up the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to be Porek, the Ol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a Girsa issue. The Mesoros HaShas says, instead of Porek Ol, he learns Haloeg Al Chavero, if a person is a mocker, if a person mocks his friends. But so Yom Kippur is Mechaper without Tshuva for every Avera, except for very bad averas. Porekol, a person who wants nothing to do with the relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Umegalapanim b'Torah, if a person is insolent about the Torah. Umefer bris basar, and a person decides he doesn't want to give himself a bris mila, so he's mefer, he denies the bris basar. Shema sachuva, yom kippur mechaper. Vimlo sachuva, ein yom kippur mechaper. The yom kippur is only mechaper if he does tshuva. If he doesn't do tshuva, then yom kippur is not going to be mechaper. So our Mishnah, which said categorically that Yom Kippur is not mechaper unless he does tshuva, is not like Rebbe. Because Rebbe says, ordinarily Yom Kippur is mechaper even without tshuva. When do you need tshuva? It's only if you're a really bad guy who did these really, really bad averas. Says the Gemara, afilu tema Rebbe. No, so you could say that our Mishnah is even going like Rebbe. Tshuva boy Yom Kippur lo boy tshuva. No, what Rebbe meant when he said that all averas in the Torah, that these bad averas require Yom Kippur and tshuva, is not that Yom Kippur itself is, it's not that Yom Kippur itself is in effect. It's afilu tema Rebbe, tshuva boy Yom Kippur, that tshuva requires Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim lo boy tshuva. However, Yom Kippur doesn't require tshuva, in that Yom Kippur is the ikur and tshuva is the tafel. So he's saying, really, you do require both. That tshuva requires Yom Kippur. So our Mishnah, which is talking about tshuva and says that tshuva works in conjunction with Yom Kippur, yes, it's true. Tshuva does need a Yom Kippur to pass. Yom Kippur doesn't necessarily need tshuva because Rebbe obviously holds that the Itzuma Shel Yom is going to be mechaper on Yom Kippur. Okay, so by the way, the Menchas Chinuch says that everybody agrees that by Averos that are Beinodam Lachavero, the Yom Kippur is Mechaper unless he's Maratze his friend, despite the fact that Yom Kippur doesn't require tshuva. That's only, again, as the Mishnah itself said, that's only by Averos Beinodam Lamakam. By Averos Beinodam Lachavero, the Mishnah already gave us the formula for being Mechaper. It's that you have to be Maratze your friend as well. Says the Gemara Vayter, two dots, four lines up from the bottom of the page on Pei Yam Beis. So tshuva mechaperes al averos kalos, ala se via los ase. So the tshuva is mechaper al averos kalos, ana mitzvah ase, ana mitzvah los ase. Says the Gemara, hashta al los ase mechaperes, if it's mechaper even on a los ase, so ala se mi boy. So is it a shaila that it's going to be mechaper also on an asay? So the implication of the Gemara is that an asay is less important is the wrong word, but an asay is less of a big deal than a los asay, because the question in the Gemara is that if it's mechaper on a los asay, certainly it's going to be mechaper on an asay, because a los asay is much more stringent. It's a much bigger deal than an asay. Svasemes asks, how do we know this? Because first of all, we have a principle of asay doche los asay. So how can you say, well, if it's a mechaper and a los asay, then it's definitely going to be a mechaper and an asay, because a los asay is stronger than an asay. Really, a los asay is stronger than an asay? We always have a principle that asay is doche los asay. We say that an asay pushes off a los asay. So that would imply that an asay is stronger, not that a los asay is stronger. So says the Svasemes that the question of the Gemara is not that the los asay is stronger than an asay, or that an asay is not as big a deal as a los asay. The question of the Gemara is, if you read the Mishnah, it said that it's mechaper, that tshuva is mechaper ala kalos, ala se va los asay. So the question is that it already said that it's mechaper al mitzvahs kalos. And mitzvahs kalos means a mitzvah of asay. So why does the Mishnah then say it's mechaper al averos kalos, al asay va los asay? Because the very definition of averos kalos is asay. So the Mishnah is repetitive. Why would it repeat itself? That's the question of the Mishnah, says the Sfasemes. So again, the question is, if it's mechaper on a los asay, of course it's going to be mechaper on an asay. So what's the chiddush? So Amar Rav Yehuda hachi kamar al asay, it's mechaper on an asay va'al los asay shenitak lasay, and it's also mechaper on a los asay which is nitak to an asay. So the reason that tshuva is going to be mechaper on this, the Achronim explain, is because a lav anitak lasay is ein lokan alav, and therefore it's not like a full fledged lav. And similarly, by a lav shein ba maisa, where also Ein Lokan Alav Tshuva is going to be Mechaper alone, even without Yom Kippur. So even without Yom Kippur. And so basically the answer of the Gemara is that the reason that it says alasei ve'alosasei is because we thought that we were referring to like a real losasei, which would be more stringent or more chumer than an asei. Kamash Balan, we're talking about one of the diluted versions of a losasei, either a lav shema maisa or a lav anitzak lasei. So it's that sort of avera kala that tshuva alone is going to be mechaperon. So says the Gemara, v'alosase gomer lo, but really it's not mechaper, tshuva alone is not mechaper even on a losase gomer. Forget about a lav anitzak lasei or lav shema maisa. It's a full-fledged asei, full bor asei, a losase rather. Tshuva alone is not going to be mechaper. V'reminu Elohein kalos, what are kalos, averos kalos, asei v'losase. It's asei v'losase, chutz milosisa. In other words, anything that is less than anything that's less than losisa, and Rashi says chutz milosisa losisa shem hashav kasal kadaitok mishum dechsev lo yinakeh, because it says in the pasuk lo yinakeh. Therefore, tshuva alone is not going to be mechaper on that. But it's mashma that it's tshuva alone is mechaper on an asei. On a losasei, even if it's a regular losasei, even if it's a full-fledged losasei, not only a lav shema maisa, not only a lav anitta klasei, on a full-fledged losasei, except for losisa, because by losisa the pasuk says lo yinake, but otherwise tshuva alone is going to be mechaper. Says the Gemara, no, losasei, losisa v'chol d'damila. No, losisa v'chol d'damila, meaning that tshuva alone is mechaper on an asei or on a losasei, except for losisa. Losisa alone? No, losisa and everything like losisa. Just like losisa is a regular lav, so too, tshuva alone is not going to be mechaper on a regular lav. It's only going to be mechaper on a lav anitzak lasei or a lav shemba maisa. Toshma. So we learn the following. Rav Yehuda Omer, kol shehu melosisa ulamata, anything that is from losisa and below, meaning that it's not as chomer, tshuva mechaperes, tshuva alone is going to be mechaper. Milosisa ulamala, anything that is from losisa and above, meaning more stringent, tshuva tola v'yomakipurim mechaper. Tshuva is going to be tola, it's going to suspend the punishment, and then we need a Yom Kippur to come and to be mechaper. So obviously we see that we're discussing dafka losisa, because we're talking about things that are more stringent or less stringent than this particular lav of losisa, but isn't it mashma that every other losa say tshuva alone is going to be mechaper? The Gemara gives the same answer that we just gave. No, it means losisa v'chol d'damila, meaning that tshuva is mechaper on averos where there is no onesh of malchus. However, by meaning alav anitzak lasei, alav shem b'maisa, but in avera where the onesh is malchus or worse, tshuva is only going to suspend. Tshuva is only going to be tola, and then we need Yom Kippur to come and be mechaper. So, whereas when we read the Mishnah, we probably assumed that any losasei tshuva is mechaper for, and the only thing that tshuva is not mechaper for is a lav, which is a lav sheyesh bo kares or a lav sheyesh bo misa b'dei shemayim. What the Gemara is now telling us is that no, tshuva alone is only mechaper for either an asei or a lav on which you don't get malchus, meaning a lav shema maisa or a lav anita klase. Tshuva alone is tole, but not mechaper, for a lav that you get malchus on, or a lav where the onesh is kares, or a lav where the onesh is misa bidei shamayim. Good, says the Gemara Vayter, five lines down, peivav amid aleph. Tashma, so we learn in the Braisa, lefishne mar b'chorev, tshuva v'nakei. So because it says by chorev tshuva, it says by tshuva vinakei, it says vinakei, you will be cleansed, yachol af losisa imayim, I would think that tshuva works even for the love of losisa, tamalomar lo yinake, therefore it says in the Dibros, lo yinake, yachol af shar chayve lavin came, I might think that also by other regular lavin, lo yinake, that tshuva alone doesn't help, tamalomar eshmo, it says losisa shem hashav. So eshmo, shmo udeinu menake, aval menake shar chiyuvei lavin. No, that it's dafka losisa, which is such a stringent and fundamental lav that tshuva alone is not going to be mechaper for. by a regular lav, tshuva will be mechaper. Says the Gemara, Tanoi. Okay, so it's a machlokas Tanoim. D'tanya, al ma tshuva mechaperes. What is tshuva mechaper on? Al asei v'alos asei shenitzek lasei. It's what tshuva is mechaper on an asei and on a los asei anita klasei. So this is like the first day. Al ma tshuva tluya v'yom kippur mechaper. And what is tshuva tole on Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper? Al krisos v'al misas based in v'al los asei gomer. And also on a losase gomer. And so this goes like the first shita that we had brought down in the Gemara. There is a dion whether tshuva works for an asay sheyeshba kares. So in other words, we have been distinguishing between two types of losase. We have been distinguishing between a losase for which you don't get malchus, or maybe even a regular losase, even one that you do get malchus, and a losase where there's a chi of kares or a chi of misas basin. What about a mitzvah sase, like Karban Pesach, like Mila, where it's an asay sheyeshba kares? So the Rambam says the Nasei Sheyesh Bakares is considered to be one of the Mitzvos Chamuras. Just like by a Losase, we're going to distinguish between not Malkus and Malkus and worse, or according to the other Shita, we're going to distinguish between Malkus and Kares, on Malkus on the one hand, and Kares and Mises Basin on the other hand. So too by an Nasei, we're going to distinguish between a regular Nasei and an Nasei Sheyesh Bakares. However, the Tosafos Yom Kippurim says that no, even by an asei sheyesh bakares, tshuva itself is going to be mechaper, because the Mishnah had said categorically that tshuva is mechaper for mitzvahs kalos and define those as an asei. So says the Gemara now weiter. So amar, the fish and amar bechore vinake. So how do we know? So it says by chore vinake. So I mean nolan. How do we know this? So Rav Elazar omer yefshar lomer nake shekfar nemar lo yinake. We can't say nake because it says lo yinake. So the pasuk over here that we've been quoting is notzer chesed la'alafim nos avim v'fesha v'chata v'nake lo yinake. Right, so v'nake lo yinake is obviously a contradiction, because what is it going to be? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu going to cleanse us from the sin or not? So says the Gemara, l'flishenem rabbechor v'nake minolon d'tani Rav Elazar omer yef shalom nake shekvar nemar lo yinake v'yef shalom lo yinake shekvar nemar nake. These are contradictory. Haketzad menaku l'shavin ve'ein menaka l'shein shavin. That it's menaka only if you do tshuva. It's not menaka if you don't do tshuva. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is willing to forgive sin and erase sin, but only if you take the initiative and only if you're going to do tshuva. Shal Rav Masya ben Charash es Rav Elazar ben Azariah Baromi. Shamata arba chalukei chapara. Shahaya Rav Yismol Doresh. So have you heard of the four different types of kapara that Rabbi Yishmael used to darshan? So he said to him, Shloshahein, there were three. V'tshuva im kol echad ve'echad. And each of those different types of kapara were associated with tshuva. They came with tshuva alongside. Tshuva was a fundamental component of each. So avar al asei v'shav, if a person violates in mitzvahs asei and he does tshuva, he gets an immediate mechila. Shenemar shuvu banim shovavim. It says shuvu banim shovavim. That asa avar al losase viasa tshuva. So if a person does a mitzvah losase and then does tshuva, so tshuva tole v'yom kippur mechaper, then tshuva is going to be tole, it's going to suspend any punishment, and then we need a Yom Kippur to come and finish off the kapara. Shenemar ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem. Because whereas the pasuk says shuvu banim shovavim, that they're considered already banim shovavim once they do tshuva, that's only by an asei. However, by a los asei, we need the ki b'yom hazeh yechaper aleichem mikol chatoseichem. We need Yom Kippur to be mechaper as well. So says the Gemara, then the third category is overall krisos with misas based in v'yasa tshuva. If you violated a really serious avera, which is a lav sheish b'kares or a lav sheish b'misas based in, and then you did tshuva v'yom kippurim tolin, then tshuva and Yom Kippur are tola the onesh, v'yasurin memarkin. And then we need yasurin to come purge the person from the avera. And it doesn't say by Yisurin, it's interesting, the diak is that it doesn't say mechaprin Rather, it says memarkin. Why does it say memarkin? Because kapara is something that's instantaneous. You're first lacking the kapara, then you get the kapara right away. However, by yisurin, it's a process. You have to go through yisurin. You have to go through the travails in order to get the ultimate kapara. So the word memarkin is symbolic that it's much more of a procedure to effectuate the tshuva, to effectuate the kapara rather. Shenemar ufakadati b'shevet pisham ubenegoim avonam. Aval. Me, so how do we get rid of this sin? Utsuvinagam. It's only with Yesurin. Aval Misha Yesh Chilul Hashem biyado. However, if a person has Chilul Hashem, if a person is Makal Hashem Shemayim, Ein lo koach b'tshuva litlos, tshuva doesn't have the power to suspend punishment, v'lo mekipurim l'chaper, Yom Kippur is not going to be mechaper, v'lo yisurin l'marek, and yisurin are not going to be memark, and yisurin are not going to purge a person from the avera, ela kulon tolan, if a person is mechal shem shemayim, all of these things can only be tola, the punishment, umisa mimarekes, and only misa, only the person's death is going to purge him from the avera, shenemar v'nigle b'oznei Hashem tzvakos imichupar avon hazeh lochem, ad timusun. The only way to get rid of this avera is through misa. Rabbeinu Yonah says, notwithstanding that we say this in the Gemara, that an avera of chilul Hashem can be mechuper. You could get kapara for an avera of chilul Hashem through limudat Torah biyegia, through learning Torah very, very assiduously, because there is no bigger kiddush Hashem than learning Torah very, 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 very seriously. And Rabbeinu Yonah also suggests that a person would have to be machriz al kiddushim shemayim bekavana befarhesia, and through that, in other words, basically, it's you literally have to do tshuva for the avera that you did. The avera that you did was a chilul shem shemayim. So what can you do to be mechaper for a chilul shem shemayim? You need to do a kiddush shem shemayim. You need to be mekadesh shem shemayim, and you're mekadesh shem shemayim either by learning Torah or by publicly being mekadesh shem shemayim in public by speaking about a kodesh baruch hu. So says the Gemara, hey chidami chilul Hashem. This chilul Hashem thing sounds very serious, because we're saying that tshuva, yom kippur, yisurin, it's all only tola until the misa comes. So what's chilul Hashem? So I'm a rav kigon ana, like myself, says Rav, speaking of himself. Isha kilma bisra mitabcha v'lo yavinu dami la'alter. If I were to take meat from a butcher and not pay him immediately, that would be a chilul Hashem, because if the butcher sees that Rav is not going to pay, the butcher is going to be choshed that Rav is going to try to steal from him, and that's a huge chilul Hashem. So I'm Rabbaya Lashonu El Basra Dol Tivi, Avasra Tivi, Les Lamba. Well, that depends on your circumstance. If you live in a place where everybody buys on credit and then the store owner has to chase you to pay your tab, then it's not a chilul Hashem if you're not going to pay immediately. But if the convention is that nobody buys on credit, if nobody has a tab, everybody pays right away, and you're a big Talmud Chacham, so you got to make sure that you pay right away also. Amravino, Masamachsia, Asr de Tivihu. And Masamachsia happens to be a place where they are Tovea, where they will chase you to pay because everybody buys on credit, and therefore it's not a Chilul Hashem if you're going to buy on credit and not pay right away. Abaya, Kedeshakel Bisra Mitrei Shutfi. Abaya held himself to such a high standard when he bought meat from, two partners owned the butcher shop. So Mitrei Shutfi, Yob Zuzi Lahai, Vizuzi Lahai, Vodar Makari Vlu Gabi Adadi Vavit Choshpina. Let's say the meat cost $10. Instead of giving them only $10, he would give $10 to each partner. So he paid $20, and then he would bring the partners to each other and said, oh, I gave you 10, right? And he would then settle up with them. So each one would presumably give him $5 back. But that was the length that he went to make sure that nobody was choshe that he didn't pay. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kagona na, the masigna arba amas below Torah below tefillin. The chilul Hashem would be, for example, if I went for 4 amas without learning Torah or without wearing tefillin. Now Rabbi Yochanan thought that because he was such a tzaddik, everybody who sees him without Torah and tefillin would think that it's okay to do that. But it happens to be Rabbi Yochanan was just very weak toward the end of his life, and therefore he wasn't able to wear Torah and tefillin. He wasn't able to learn and wear tefillin all the time. But nevertheless, he felt he had to hold himself to a very high standard of conduct. So Yitzchak Debei Rav Yanai Omar, Kol Shechavero Misbaishin Machmas Shmuoso. Anybody whose friends are embarrassed because of the guy's bad reputation, that is a mechal shem shemayim, and the Tosefes Yom Kippurim explains that this is true even if the person's reputation is not necessarily earned. In other words, even if what they're saying about him isn't 100% true, if a person is acting in a way that causes people to say bad things about him, that itself is a chilul shem shemayim. It's like people who say Sharele Maria Laplanya, and what does that mean? So Rashi explains over here that Yimchol Yotzer Al Masav. In other words, if a person is said about him, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mochel him, it's obvious that the reason that everybody's saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mochel him is because the guy does 100 averis. If a guy didn't do so many averis, people wouldn't go around saying, oh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mochel that guy. So that sort of guy is a guy who is not making a big Kiddush Hashem. He's making a Chilul Hashem. Abaye Amar Kedetanya, V'Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Sheyei Shem Shemayim Mis'ahev Al Yadecha. That the Shem Shemayim should be loved on account of your behavior. That you have to be Korei Vishona, you have to learn Mikra, Mishnah, Mishamesh Tamid Chachamim, and Lashon Gemara always means Limud Gemara. Ve'imaso umatono benachas imabrios. And you have to treat everybody fairly and kindly, and you have to be honest. Ma'abrios omrasalov, what do people say about that guy who is obviously a very learned guy and also a very honest person in business? They say, Ashrei Oviv Shalom de Torah. Wow, praiseworthy is this guy's father who taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabo Shalom de Torah. And praiseworthy is his Rebbe who learned Torah. Oilem Lebriya Shalom de Torah. Woe unto the people who haven't learned Torah, because they see that this guy is such a Talmud Chacham and he's such an upstanding individual. Ploni Shalom de Torah Rabo. Oilem Lebriyos Shalom de Torah. Ploni Shalama Torah, Ru Kama Noam Drachav. This guy who did learn Torah, see how nicely he behaves. Kama Mutukon Masav, see how fine he is. Alava Kosav Omer, and on him the Pasuk says, Vayomer Li Avdiata Yisrael Asher Becha Espa Er. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mispoiled through Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael brings a Kiddush Shem Shemayim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when they learn Torah and when they act in an appropriate way. However, if a person learns a lot, but his business dealings are crooked, and he doesn't treat people fairly, and he's not well-liked, what do people say about him? Oilo l'ploni shalom haTorah. Woe unto him that he learned Torah. Oilo l'aviv shalom haTorah. Oilo l'rabba shalom haTorah. Ploni shalom haTorah. Ru kama mekolkolim ma'asav. This guy is a big Talmud Chacham. Look how messed up his ways are. V'kama mecha'orin drachav. How disgusting his ways are. V'alav ha'kosav omer. V'omer lahem im Hashem eile umearzo yatsu. And this is gonna, this causes a massive chilul Hashem. Rashi explains that this whole pasuk is talking about chilul Hashem. So Amar Rav Chama bar Chanina, Gedola tshuva shemevia refu liolam. Tshuva brings refu into the world. Shenemar erpa mishuvasam o avam nidava. Rav Chama bar Rav Chanina, Rami ksiv shuvu banim shovavim. Demi kara shovavim atem. It says shuvu banim shovavim, that they're called banim, and they're called as if they've already done tshuva. Uchziv erpe mishuva seichem. But then it says, erpa mishuva seichem, that the mishuva seichem, but they're not called shovavim. In other words, it's apparent that some of their chait remains over here. So lokasha, kame ava, kame yira. One is talking about a person who does tshuva me'ava, and Rashi says if a person does tshuva me'ava, nekaravono mitchilaso, it's as if all remnant of his sin is removed. However, if a person does tshuva from yira, then yes, it's considered to be a tshuva, but the shemetz of his avera still remains. Rav Yehuda asks a contradiction. Ksiv shuvu banim shovavim erpa mishuva seichem uksiv hine anochi ba'alti bachem. If the first pasuk says shuvu banim shovavim, it refers to the Bnei Yisrael in the lashon of banim. The second pasuk says ba'alti bachem v'lakachti eschem. It's like I bought you, which is a lashon of avdus. So what is it? Are we banim? Are we avadim? So lo kasha kami ava umeyere kan al yedei yisurin. One is a person who does tshuva me'ava or meyira, in which case they are called banim. However, if a person receives a kapara through yisurin, meaning that he didn't do tshuva until actually he has yisurin, he is called in the lashon of avadim. Amrav Levi, Gdola Tshuva, Tshuva is great, Shemagasa Kisei HaKavod, that it reaches the Kisei HaKavod, Shenemar Tshuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha, that Tshuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. So let's stop over here, and we will finish, let's learn a little bit more. Summer of Yochanan, Gdola Tshuva Shedocha, as Losa Seisha B'Torah, Tshuva is Docha, even a Losa Seisha B'Torah, Shenemar, Limur Haini Shalachish as Ishto, Volchamito, Vaisalish Acher, Hayoshove Leo Od, Halochanov Tichane Faoretzahi, Ves Zanis Raim Rabim, Veshove Lai Numashem. So we're talking about Neof, yet we see that we're talking about Tshuva. So it's Mashma that Tshuva is Doche, even a Losase Shabbatorah. Because ordinarily, if a person's in a relationship and then leaves the relationship, you're not allowed to be taken back. That's a law in the Torah. However, the relationship that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not like this. We're banim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we do bad, yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to take us back. All right, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up six lines down from the top. Amar Rav Yochanan tomorrow, God willing.